Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save big money
at Menards. Hey, podcast listeners, still standing on the sidelines when you could be getting paid to play? Well, all your favorite NBA and college basketball teams are in action, and there's no better time to make sure you're betting with the best. BetDSI is one of the most reliable and profitable online sports books. Bet on the NBA, college basketball, MLB, UFC, NHL, and much more. It's your all-access pass for everything. And not only are there super quick payouts and bonuses, but BetDSI's live feature allows me to watch my team before I even bet. They even match any deposit you make up to $1,000. So play big, win big, and get paid anytime. Plus, when you sign up for BetDSI.com using our code, you'll get an extra 25%. That's 125% bonus. So join the winning team by signing on at BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN101. You'll more than double your bet. So don't leave money on the table. Visit BetDSI.com and use code WIN101. That's BetDSI.com, promo code WIN101, BETDSI.com, code WIN101.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Prime Social. This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. With Cheers, you're going to start feeling better when you wake up. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
And we are live at Prime Social. It's me, Intel, and my good friend Tyler. Tyler Cito. And Raheel will be joining us in just a little bit. I think Raheel's coming in a little earlier today, as a matter of fact. It's going to be a party over here at Prime. Right now, I can't believe this. We've got one, two, three, four tables, cash games going right now, popping. Four of them. They just dropped off either donuts or...
Donuts.
The donuts, and now there's a big donut run.
Chocolate glazed.
Yep. That's how they do it at Prime. They bring them breakfast because these people who are here are playing some early poker, and they're playing cash games.
I mean, shout out to Prime for the breakfast, but... I mean, you can't bring a cake donut to the party?
I mean, that's what I'm saying. Although, if they did get cake donuts, they may have gotten clipped.
Yeah.
I'll have my wife bring us some if you want.
Nice.
Yeah. We live right around the corner from here, so.
I know that to be the case because you can get to a Starbucks and here within like 5 minutes, except when there's a fight going on at Starbucks.
Yeah. There's not a fist fight, just an argument.
A verbal altercation.
Just someone in line and someone on the headphones, and apparently the guy in the line was being an a-hole. You know what? I'm never an a-hole at customer service. Never.
It serves no purpose for you.
Especially with food service.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense, particularly if it's a place you go to a lot. They will remember you.
Yeah.
I worked at – it wasn't a carny place, despite what John likes to say. I worked at a place where that had laser tag and glow-in-the-dark golf and
funnel
food.
Cakes.
No, not funnel
corn
cakes.
Corn dogs.
Had pizzas.
And
French fries.
Did you have rides?
No. Actually, we had a simulated roller coaster.
Mm.
But it was all inside.
Did you have tickets that you had to buy
to
play it?
No, not tickets. We were fancy. We had a card that you loaded up with money and you can slide the card.
Did you have rigged up basketball goals?
I can neither confirm nor deny.
So I noticed at the rodeo, the goals, first of all, there's a sign now that says, these goals are not regulation size or shape. And I'm like, shape? So I went on the side, because you can't see this from heads up when you shoot, because everything I shoot should go in, Dell.
And
I
noticed everything you shoot should go in?
And I noticed that something didn't go in, and so I look at the side. Sure enough, if you go to the side, you'll notice they smash it like they take the front of the rim and push it forward. So it's a tight
We didn't do that there because we were a fine, upstanding establishment. But what we did do was allow you to pee in the holes in the mini golf if you wanted to.
Wow.
I mean,
you allowed it, or
I mean, there wasn't a sign that says "go ahead if you'd like."
You didn't condone it necessarily, but if it happened,
there were times where people decided to pee or do the other one.
What do you mean, or do the other one?
What do you think the other one is?
Well, I know what the other one is, but why would Why would somebody do the other one in the golf hole?
Why would someone do the first one in the golf hole and there's a bathroom 30 feet away?
Yeah, but I could see people
You could see it?
Okay.
What can you see?
Okay, let me just paint a picture for you. If you were in Chicago, let's say sometime in the 60s or 70s or whatever it was, when John Granato and his gang called the Animals were running around, I could see people from his gang, the Animals, and that was a real thing. John was in a gang called the Animals. I could see them doing the first thing in a hole. I could see that.
But why?
Well, I didn't say, well, it's not going to make any sense. There's not a causation there. Why?
Yeah,
because
why?
John Granato would pee in a golf hole when he was in junior high or high school. That's why.
But there's no rhyme or reason when there's a bathroom, particularly a bathroom
really?
30 feet away.
Because let me tell you what my kids will do. I'll tell you what Snacks will do.
He'll pee in a hole?
No, I just go outside and pee in the backyard in the middle of the day. I look out the window, and he's just whizzing across the yard.
How old is Snacks?
He's 10 now.
Why is he peeing in the backyard?
Because he's been doing it since he was like 4.
Well, you guys didn't nip that in the bud?
Years ago, I said, hey, go outside. Like, everyone, all the bathrooms are taken up. Just go outside, pee
well,
in the
you
grass.
Set a standard. Now he's going to follow
I'm not going to lie now. Tyler, am I wrong?
No, like, I've thought about doing this. Well, I mean,
I'll pee in the yard right now. I don't care.
It's an older neighborhood, so we have chain link fences. Like,
oh, well, that's not great.
Yeah, it's not. I don't
like
want to catch a charge,
fences.
You know?
A chain link fence. Ooh, but you.
I like real fences.
Tyler, when's the last time you peed in your backyard?
I mean, I peed in somebody else's backyard, like, maybe a year ago.
Drinking?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. That adds a little flavor to it.
Yeah, mine was Tuesday.
Yeah, I don't usually think to do this whenever I'm sober.
I feel like
you don't.
No.
It's one of the great joys in life.
I ain't gonna lie.
No one can stop you.
This is one of those things where this is a white person thing.
I was about to ask you that.
This is a white person.
Are
thing.
You sure? See, I don't think it is. I just think it's an uptight thing.
No,
I think it's a house.
Maybe
I think
it's a lot of people in your house thing.
I think. Okay, so are you in a house
I'm
or
in
an
a
apartment?
House. I'm in a house.
So you're in a. How many people are in your house?
Just me.
How are you in a house?
Caught a break. That's all I'm going to tell you.
So it's just you're in a house.
I'm in a house.
How many bedrooms?
Is it 4?
Wait, what? You're in a 4-bedroom house?
I caught a break, man. That's all I'm going to tell you.
Who needs?
I don't need all the space. I just have it.
I know. Let's see about getting you some roommates.
Nah, I'm good.
Let's see about getting you some friends in there.
I don't need them.
Who wants to live in Baytown?
I don't live in Baytown, first off.
So. I don't know that this is just it might be a
it's
white
a white
person
thing.
It might be.
Because I went back home for something that happened in the family. I went back home, and everybody was staying over.
And they all waited to use the bathroom?
I didn't remember one person going in grandma's backyard and peeing.
Well, I don't – okay, look, I don't do that when people are around. I just – if I just happen to be outside and it just happens, it happens.
Look, every summer when I was a kid – there was a house.
Oh, don't worry, guys. Texas didn't sign anybody.
Yeah, don't worry
yesterday.
About it. Bradley Roby thinks all they do is win. Yeah. We can get into that.
Yeah, we'll get into that, yeah.
But every summer we would go home. I would go home and visit from probably the ages of 8 to 14. And there was one house where everybody was. And you got to understand, my grandma had 11 kids. Then you start to talk about how many cousins I had because her kids had kids. My mom's siblings had kids. So you're talking about probably at any time in the area – from the age ranges of 7 to 14 or 16, 15 kids. And you know what never happened? Someone peeing in the backyard.
That I
it
don't
never
believe.
Happened. I
well, you
got to respect
grandma's house, man.
Never.
Hold on. A bunch of little kids and no one peed
no
outside?
No one peed in the backyard.
Maybe that is a white kid thing.
It's a white person thing.
Maybe it is. Okay, Hispanic, white, black. If you guys know the number. Tyler will get you in. This won't take but about 7 seconds. 713-780-3776.
See, Jackie.
I refuse to believe this is a racial
Jackie,
thing.
Peeing outside is perfectly acceptable thing to do. It's not very ladylike, Jackie. You might want to work on that. But you know what Jackie is? A white person.
Yeah, that's true. 713-780-3776. I mean, I feel like.
And I will say.
Maybe that is a. I know that's a going to a party. You're at somebody's house. They're having a party. That starts in high school, Tyler. You know that. Then you go outside to the side of their garage and you're peeing. And then somebody else out there like, what's up, dude? What's up? And then you like have a, you know, you're high school. But they're not really friends. But they're kind of. Because you're in high school, they're acquaintances that are kind of like friends. But then you never see them again after high school. And you don't look for them. or look them up. Well, and then maybe you avoid them, like if you're at the Fort Bend County Fair, you see them like, man, I don't want to do this small talk.
Or you try to
walk on the other side.
Or you try to look for them, but they were so shady when you were growing up that you can't find them anywhere.
Well, no, that was one of my – I was looking for one of my college friends, Teo Gregg, who he's just – he's disappeared off the face of the earth. And then I, like, found out he's a private investigator in L.A.
Well, then he should be
but he's,
off the grid a little bit.
Yeah, he was a little shady back in the day. I'm Lance. That's Dell. 713-780-3776. If you want to say if you pee in the yard or not. I don't think it's a white person thing, but that could be. But that really could be. Because we start – well, I started as a kid. I was in third grade, and I was in the front of my house. My mom came home and saw me and my brother. Oh, we got in a lot of trouble for that. And then, obviously, I didn't learn my lesson because now I'm a grown-ass man. I'm like, if
still,
I want to, I will.
No. That's what
I don't do it all the time.
I'm not saying
to,
you do
it
all the time, but once is too much.
If I'm outside, I've
why
been
are you
some
at,
drinks.
Go walk inside and pee in the bathroom. Why are you? Why man, can't you walk inside?
Sometimes you just like the way the breeze hits you. Sometimes, like yesterday was a beautiful night.
And you decide, you know what?
Last night was a beautiful night.
You want to get back to, I don't know, caveman times? You just want to pee outside? You know what that's called? No home training.
No, I'm sitting here and I can't even say anything about it. But I feel like my kids, if they shouldn't get a choice. Like, it should be an inside thing. When you're older and you own your own home, then you can go do that outside. Or if you have a four-bedroom house where the lady next to you is building a wall, you know, you can do it then.
Thank God for that, the granny. I'm looking at the interactions, and people are voting on telling us what they do. And you know what? Everyone who says they pee outside, white person.
Yeah.
Like if
Tyler, do I have no phone calls backing me up with anyone from a different
race?
No.
Well, we're getting a lot, so I'm just taking a count. So far, I've got two black guys who said they do it, and two.
I need one on the air, Tyler. This is doing me no good. Del won't believe.
Do they pee in the suburbs? Let me get this guy on hold. Hold on.
If they like,
Del's not going to believe it.
If you pee in the suburbs,
it doesn't count.
It doesn't. No, it does. That's egregious.
No, but it doesn't count for you.
If you pee in the woods,
turn down.
If you pee in the woods,
yeah.
I get it. But in the suburbs, in the house where we got neighbors on each side of you, you cross the line. You're a line stepper is what you are.
Here, give me somebody. Tell,
right,
tell
you
us
want
who
to talk
we
to
got.
Joe?
Yeah, bring Joe up. What's up, Joe? Joe, you there? Tyler, you got to bring the mic up. If you push that.
Oh, you know up. How the, you know how the board works?
Yeah, you push the thing up. Yep, it'll bring people on.
Or maybe it says we're connected.
I guess he hung up.
See, Joe didn't want to cop to it. He didn't want to cop to it. Now, there are people on Twitter saying, Daniel says, plenty of black guys peed outside in my high school. It was also the middle of the woods on the outskirts of Beaumont. Maybe it's a geographic thing. I can see peeing in the woods.
Well, see, now, Beaumont, I grew up in Richmond, Rosenberg, and then Beaumont. Like, I can feel like that's – we got some country in both places.
Look,
that might be something.
All I'm saying is if there are fences dividing your house from your immediate neighbors and you're peeing in the backyard,
I guarantee
you,
you
got a problem.
Peed outside.
Well, where is he from? Palestine, Texas?
That's what I'm saying.
Of course he did.
That's what I'm saying. Then it is geographical. It's not racial. It's geographical.
I feel like white people pee anywhere, though, outside. I don't think it matters.
That's not true. We as a people don't just
you as
pee.
A people.
We as a people don't just pee anywhere.
You as a people feel
Tyler,
it, feel it's your manifest destiny to pee anywhere
no,
you want to.
We don't mark territory.
Yes, you do.
That's not what happened.
Yes, it is.
This is not what happened historically.
In fact,
what if there's historical paintings of people
oh, go
peeing
find,
in like Oklahoma,
that's
like,
why you,
oh,
that's
no,
why,
Trail of Tears.
That's why you destroyed all Native Americans' culture, because they have paintings of you guys peeing everywhere.
I haven't seen them. I've never seen the historical paintings.
You wiped them all out.
All right, get Jason in
you
here.
You wiped them all out.
Get Jason here. What's up, Jason? How you doing?
Hello?
Yeah, what's up, Jason?
What's up, man? Hey, look, I'm black, dude. I've been peeing outside since I was, I don't know, like maybe four.
See, it's a Texas thing.
I live on the north side. Me and my brother were roommates. So if he's in the restroom, especially in the morning, I'll just come outside. It's dark as shit.
Come on, Jason.
Dark, sorry. And I'll pee. I'll stand on the porch and I'll pee. I mean, it's nothing. Like,
it's nothing.
No big deal.
Let me ask you, Jason, are you the same one that called Dell an a-hole?
No, that's KD.
No. I'm actually John and Dell and Raheel used to call me the weed guy. I used to call him a lot.
He would give us information on weed and prices.
Oh, because you said he would give us, and I was like, yeah? He would give you what?
Information.
Oh. How's the price game now with everyone being able to move around and get stuff?
Actually,
not in this state.
No, it actually in this state too. I mean, you didn't hear that, but yeah, it's going down a lot. To be honest, there's a week, there's an app for that. I'm not going to say the name. Right. There's an app for it. You can actually go on the app. It'll tell you who's in your city, who sells it, who grows it, and who needs it.
There is no way there's an app.
Of course,
for
there's.
It.
There's an app for everything. Of course, there is.
Wow.
Why wouldn't there be?
So the supply, so the outside, demand side is, yeah.
Peeing outside is not a white person thing. It may be a country thing. I'm a little country, so who knows?
No, but see, here's the thing, Jason. Dell's bougie.
I'm not
and
bougie.
That's what you got to know about Dell.
Not peeing Dell's outside
the most
is bougie.
Bougie-ass person on this, bougie. On this whole show. Dell's the most bougiest person.
What kind of, you watch bougie. French movies anyway, bougie? I like subtitles. I like to read my
Dell
movies.
Dell watches French movies. Bougie
I watch,
ass.
I watch French TV shows, too.
Thanks, Jason. I appreciate you telling the
Look,
truth.
It's
See, Dell, it's over now.
It's a Texas thing.
It's not a Texas
it's
thing.
It's a country thing.
No, it's not a country
yes,
thing.
Yes, it is.
Whenever I was talking to Jason, there were also four white people who called in and said they do this. Four white.
Of course.
People.
Well, okay.
So the percentages. Like, the yeah, percentages are going to slide.
A lot of white guys, and then
and the black guys.
Three black
in.
Guys, two Hispanic guys.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, that means people of all races pee outside. Thank you.
Not in my city.
Oh yeah, in Florida they wouldn't pee outside.
They
would just eat each other's faces with bath salts.
Well, sometimes you got to mark your territory.
You know
you
what?
Guys do it with
pee. I would rather have someone who pees outside than someone else who
Look.
Says a Florida man grabbed another man's testicles and
Look.
Shoved them inside of his anus.
We don't
Florida
what?
Story. Well, that's a Florida story.
Look, we don't pee outside.
And then an alligator bit
we don't
a child.
You know, we don't pee outside in California because it would ruin the avocados. We don't pee outside. You guys love our avocados.
I'm flying out there Sunday. The first thing I'm going to be doing is looking all over the neighborhood like, who's
find,
peeing?
You're not going to find anyone peeing outside.
I'm going to be like, who's going to pee? Anyone peeing?
No.
I'm going to go to the NFL Network. You know what I want to do? First thing I want to do, post up outside, pee on the side.
Ask Maurice Jones-Drew. Does
nah,
because
I feel like MJD would be like,
what?
You're peeing outside. I think MJD would judge me.
He would. He
I
should.
Do. Yeah, no, I feel like MJD would not pee outside. He grew up in Oakland, though, I think, so. I don't know. I think
California.
Kids, yeah, I don't know. I think maybe California kids do too, Dell. I think this is just you being bougie, and you're trying to act
it
like you're
civilized. It ain't
bougie
to not pee outside when there's a bathroom 5 feet away from you.
A little bit is bougie. That's Dell, the bougie one. It's me, the person that's a man of the people, Lance Erline here,
the
and Tyler,
the people,
who also is embarrassed of what he does, but that's all right.
Well, I'm
you
gonna
can admit it. Oh, I did it. I think a year ago. You mean a week ago?
Well, just because you're
Tyler.
Just because you're the governor of Golden Showers doesn't mean you have
not,
to get after everybody
listen,
else.
Not, that's
if
not
I
my
pee
deal.
Outside, I will tell you. Okay.
Yeah, that's not my deal. 716 here at Prime Social Live. 713-780-3776. Bradley Roby, the Texans' new cornerback, was introduced, and we've got some of his comments. There's a very important reason why he wanted to be a Houston Texan, and you'll find out here in about 4 minutes right here on the bench. 713-780-3776. Tyler, am I talking about something right now? I think I might be, right? Nope. Good. We'll see you in 4 minutes.
This is Ed Too Tall Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Prime Social. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. Lance and Dell live from Prime Social, 7801 Westheimer. I'm going to be playing in a tournament today at noon, like a real man. Oh. Peeing outside, playing poker. A lot of man stuff going on right there.
I don't know if peeing outside's a strictly a man thing. I got people in my timeline talking about a woman talking about she'll pee outside just because she doesn't want to drag dirt when she's doing yard work in to the house.
Damn, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that's on the timeline.
I would say, hey, just wipe your feet or take off your shoes at the door.
That's what I'm saying. I didn't know women did. That's disgusting.
Okay.
If you're a woman, you should not be doing
okay.
that. You should just go do what you normally do. Now, in your own home, you do it regular. I guess in public places, you just hover and just
whatever.
Spray. I don't know. The Houston Texans brought in Bradley Roby, and he had his press conference yesterday. Made it official. The Texans talked to they brought him in to talk to the media, and Bradley Roby, of course, their new cornerback. Bradley was asked, why did you want to go to the Texans instead of the other teams that were pursuing you? And his quote was, it was just a winning culture. We've been winning here. He's already in. Like, those are his wins now, too. He said, it's the winning culture. We've just been winning here the past three seasons in the division. It was a great – thank you, Bradley. It was a great spot for me. I was born in Texas. I just haven't really been back.
Since when?
It's now it's new scenery. I just want to compete. I want to compete for another ring. After winning one, I want to get another one. I just wanted to go somewhere that felt like I was on the verge of that. It was a great opportunity. I'm glad I'm here. Do you talk to any players before you sign with the Texans? I talked to Demaryius Thomas last year a lot about it. We were already kind of thinking that I would come here toward the end of the season last year. So I talked to Demaryius, and I already knew the strength coach, Mike Eubanks. I was talking to them just to really get a feel of how it is around here before I came. And then they said, what did you find? Bill O'Brien is an amazing coach. We have a lot of all the players really like him a lot, and he's super easy to get along with. That's the last quote.
He didn't say that.
I think it's in there somewhere.
No, I feel like you added that for whatever reason. I appreciate Bradley Roby being all in. I will appreciate it even more when he finds a way to get a long-term deal someplace else after this year, and he's all in there too.
It could be the case.
Yeah.
We saw it with Tyrann Mathieu.
Yeah, now we can only hope. Now, did we overestimate what Tyrann Mathieu brought to defense? He brought some juice. We can talk about what he actually brought.
Brought a lot to the
performance.
To the field and to the locker room.
Yeah.
I think the performance gets overstated a little bit because he's the honey badger.
Uh-huh.
So I think, I think he gets probably overestimated a little bit. Although I asked a friend of mine who's a personnel guy, and I said, how is Mathieu? He said, he can still play. He said, he's still a good player. And then I said, how is Bradley Roby? And he laughed. And then I asked about Tayshaun Gibson. And he's like, solid player.
Well, that's good to hear, at least about one of your acquisitions. The laughter coming from him.
Our
about
acquisitions.
Your acquisition. I'm looking for the A.J. McCarron train to be the captain of tank commanding for the Dolphins. I don't know if they'll sign him, but with Teddy Bridgewater going back to New Orleans as a backup, A.J. McCarron's out there. Tayshaun Gibson, solid. That's nice.
Bortles service is out there.
Ooh.
If you want to order some Bortles service to your table.
I wouldn't mind. If you're tanking, him being the captain of the tank command.
It's not a bad move.
It's not a bad deal. It's not a bad idea.
Somewhere Cody Kessler is waiting for a phone call.
He's not a free agent. The Jags aren't looking to
keep him on. Trade for him. How important is it to get that first pick?
You know what but you'd have.
You could trade a fifth for a first for the first pick of the draft. How smart is that?
Now that you mention it, what quarterback on a current roster would automatically guarantee whoever wants to tank the number one pick next year? Like, who could you trade for?
Well, okay, but you got to have somebody that you could conceivably sell as a starter for at least some of the games. I know one guy that's pretty good. His name is Brock Osweiler.
Well, they had him last year.
He gives you chances.
And he won too many games.
Yeah.
He won too many games.
Who's behind Kirk Cousins right now? In Minnesota.
Who knows?
I don't even know. Is Charlie Whitehurst somewhere still?
Clipboard Jesus?
Yeah, he's got to be out.
You would imagine. But as far
as Ryan Mallett alive?
He's alive, probably in Texarkana doing whatever.
Johnny?
Johnny's not allowed to play in the Canadian League. He's not gonna get to play in the NFL.
No. Johnny, how'd you get kicked out of Canada?
And there's a league-wide memo.
You're like suspended from every league now.
Everyone's like, no. The league said, no, you can't sign him. Johnny's proven.
You ever notice that Drake and Johnny, I don't see them a lot in Instagram anymore.
Well, we all know what Drake's about. If you win, you're in.
Yeah.
If you are someone who will help.
Is Johnny not winning right now?
He's not winning anything. Drake doesn't like getting clowned. Meek Mill did that enough on him.
Did you like when Johnny's wife pretended to run a half marathon and then took pictures where her and her friends were all dolled up and taking the Instagram model poses, and they're all drinking champagne with sashes.
Look, I don't mind it because
everyone got they got murdered.
I know they did. I don't care. I wouldn't mind it. Now, if you're a actual marathon runner or a half marathon runner, I can see how that would piss you off.
Oh yeah.
But me as a guy,
the runners were not happy.
Yeah,
at all.
But me as
they're
a
like,
guy,
do you realize your split is a world record split in the second half of this race,
and you look perfect?
Yeah, a world record split. You are running the same as a world record holder from Kenya. Like, wow.
Look, it's the same way you feel about guys who either steal your stuff or pretend to be draft analysts when they're trash. I'm sure the runners felt the same way. You get a little heated when people do stuff like that.
Oh yeah, I don't blame them.
So I get it. But me, I'm spending my Saturdays eating a cronut. I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care.
So the Texans bring in Bradley Roby. He said, you know, he's going to go Operation Lockdown on everybody, which I was glad to hear that we finally have a lockdown corner.
Is he going to start that this year? Because I don't remember him ever doing it anyplace else. Is that a new thing he's going to do, or is that something he's always done?
It's something he didn't do as much last year when he had to take over a little bigger role. But this year he's going to get back to it.
I mean, I feel so good about the Texans cornerback depth.
Yep.
Because it's comforting to know that guy struggled, the other guy's old, and the other guy who you signed couldn't play. And those are your top three guys. So I know we discussed this off air, but now that we're at Nordstrom Rack, or are we below that? Are we at Ross now as far as free agents are concerned? Because the Texans feel like they're going to shop at Ross. Now that we're at that point, do we start kind of honing in on particular players who are going to be available in the first and the second that they need to take because they have not filled their holes through free agency?
Well, the Texans now are in a position where they – and I hate being in this position if you're a team. You know, one of the things I saw – did Jared Cook end up going to the Saints?
I know they signed Malcolm Brown, the former Patriot defensive back.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the Jared Cook thing.
No, defensive lineman, right?
Oh, yeah, defensive lineman.
Well, it's amazing that all these guys that I've been, you know, plugging in as – it happens every year. You have a mock, like my next mock draft will be coming out. I got to have it. I got to turn it on Monday, so I got to work on it this weekend. And I'm glad I got to wait until after wave one and kind of wave two of free agency, because it's amazing how many teams fill what looks like needs with guys who they know they can start with, but they're not necessarily out of the running for drafting that position as well. But they don't have, like, now they're less predictable in the first round, second round of the draft. The Texans, unfortunately, are still very predictable. They still need corner help. They have to – offensive tackle, I don't think they can do it in 1 year, offensive tackle.
I don't think so. There are too many things they have to address.
Julian Davenport's going to be starting again at one of the tackle spots.
And
or maybe Shontrell Henderson. But
see, we kind of brushed that off when he was talking about Shontrell Henderson, but the way things are going, they better hope and pray that he's able to play because – because where they're going to draft?
Well, you tell me. Year and a half, once for suspension and once for Crohn's disease.
Yeah, and you tell me.
And then last year,
cornerback draft not great. Tackle draft the same.
Tackle draft's better. It's better than it usually is, but that only means it goes two rounds deep.
Yeah,
and then you're getting into
if corner is the place where there is less talent, you would hope or you would think they would attack that first. And then you're maybe not bargain basement with your tackles in the second round if you go after one.
See, they could go after, but here's who they go after: Max Sharping for Northern Illinois, who has trouble gaining enough ground against edge rushers. He's more of a right tackle than a left tackle, I think. Tyrus Howard, he's from Alabama State. Really talented, had a good game against Alabama, like shut Alabama down last year, the first game of the year. He can play right or left tackle, but he's Alabama State. At the Senior Bowl, you could see, like, whoa, he's still got a ways to go. Like, they still have to coach him up. But I think he can get there, but it takes time. And so all these options that you start looking at tackle in the second round, they have either physical holes or developmental holes, and they're not going to be ready. They'll get whipped in the first year. That's going to happen.
So outside of a guy slipping because of some issue that we don't know about.
Yeah, 23, you're not getting a top tackle.
You're not.
I don't think. Not a top left tackle.
So
one of the top two.
Are they, if they drafted a tackle at 23, would that guy be guaranteed to start?
Not
because the Texans are desperate, but because he's good enough to start.
It's both.
Okay.
He'd be good enough and they're desperate. Yeah, it's both. Whoever they draft in the first round will be better than Kendall Lamb, than Shontrell Henderson, and then Julian Davenport if they drafted somebody in the first.
Okay.
I mean, unless it's somebody like, you know, Cody Ford's got some developmental stuff too as a pass pro guy. And he's not even 6'4", that's short for a – he seems taller on tape. He looks taller. He's got long arms. So we'll see. The Texans are in desperation mode at tackle, and we'll see what they do. They've got to do something, but it's, you know what, guess what? It's probably going to be this year and next year again that they have to do that. It is right now 7:32 right here on the bench. If you guys want to jump in on that, we'll get to some Rocket stuff. And then Colin McHugh, I didn't get to talk about this yesterday. Colin McHugh kind of either not self-aware or was just very passive-aggressive in his comments. We'll get to that here in just a moment, and then we'll work in anything that you guys want to talk about as well. Raheel will be here in just a little bit. We're at Prime Social. Tournament going on today at noon. Make sure you come out and get a piece of this $10,000 guaranteed pot at Prime Social, 7801 Westheimer.
This is Kareem Jackson, and you listen to ESPN 97.5.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Prime Social. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
It's Lance and Dell. We are live from Prime Social here at 7801 Westheimer, where you will hear the chips jingling and jangling in the background. Cash games going on. There's four different games with full tables going on right now. And we are here in the corner. You can come by and see us and take part in the tournament. $10,000 guarantee every Saturday, which means the pot is going to be a minimum of $10,000 no matter how many people play. But if it goes over $10,000, if you get enough players, then the pot just goes up automatically, and whatever it ends up being is what it will end up being. So it's you're guaranteed a $10,000 split of pot, but it's going to go ahead of that's going to go above that. Now, the registration, the tournament starts at 12, but just so you know, registration stays open until about 1:55, 2 o'clock. So even if you want to get in later and get started, you can do that as well. And I wouldn't miss it. This is a really fun game to be a part of, and there's some good money. I've cashed out about five times, I guess. John has several times. John's son has a couple of times. You don't have to be a pro to get in the cheese here. Not at all. We've had one of our listeners who came out one of the very first tournaments, actually the very first tournament. He was the number one chip leader and ended up winning $1,700 the very first time he came in. So come take advantage of a great location at 7801 Westheimer, freestanding building, great food and drinks. You can make it your place to grab your lunch today while you're playing. They always do that. Prime Social. PrimeSocialTX.com if you want to check it out online. So talk just for a second. I didn't get to talk about this yesterday, Dell, but Colin McHugh, one of the Astros starting pitchers, got a little sassy about someone else's money situation. And basically, he was, hold on, let me bring it up here. Who was he upset about?
Eloy Jimenez,
yeah.
One of the White Sox prize prospects.
Yeah, and basically, he came out and said, oh, hey, you know, best of luck. Good luck in the minor leagues where you're going to have to go work on your bunting, your hitting, your fielding. And his point was he ended up making a point that this prospect's ready to play now and that the Chicago White Sox should not be jerking around with him by playing the service time game. This is either completely tone deaf or passive aggressive because the Astros have done this for years. We remember back to the right fielder who went to Philadelphia. Come on, Tyler.
I know about George Springer
who ran creepy, ran with his arms down all the time. I'll think of his name in a second. But
Hunter Pence.
They did that with Hunter Pence. Hunter Pence killed it in the spring, and they still sent him down because they were playing the game. A lot of teams like to play the game, probably some smart ones, because they want to keep you from getting to the monster money as long as they can. For the Astros, it's very important because they have big, big contracts that are going to be coming up, or guys that are going to be signing for big contracts. But why would he speak on the White Sox situation when, A, I have no idea why this particular player, or do they share the same agent? I don't know why this player hit his radar. But the Astros do it all the time. That's what they do. So why would he be speaking on someone else's guy like that?
I saw somebody bring up the point that he's the Astros player representative. So he may be thinking that I guess he can bring up this issue, and
it's a way he can do it carefully.
Yeah, like he can.
It
at
is
least talk
then it
about
is passive
it.
Aggressive.
Yeah, it's passive aggressive for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, the question was that at least I asked yesterday. How? Why is this guy on Colin McHugh's radar? We were trying to figure out why. And yeah, I think Iskelski tweeted us that Colin McHugh's a player rep for the Astros, so he would know about these type of things. And it's a way, if we're going to go with Colin McHugh is looking at the Astros and saying what you guys are doing is a problem too. It's a way of saying it without actually saying it.
Right.
Now you don't want to kind of generate discord by mentioning a Kyle Tucker or Forrest Whitley, particularly Forrest Whitley. You don't want to do that. So you mentioned Eloy Jimenez and the White Sox and what they're doing. I don't think he would ever take that shot. The Astros. I mean, we've heard Alex Bregman voice his displeasure with how he was treated, and that was a money thing as opposed to a team control thing. But as the player rep, I feel like Colin McHugh has to kind of stay out of that publicly. And particularly, and when you're one of the starting pitchers for the team, that's another reason maybe not to jump out on your own team. It would have helped if he would have, you know, backed up his tweets with, you know, not getting shellacked by the Marlins yesterday. That would have been comforting.
His pitch count was outrageous by the second inning. And I know Skip, AJ, is not – panicking. He's saying he's not panicking about the issues that the Astros are having right now. But there are some inconsistencies with players. And this is in spring. I don't get too upset about it. But at the same time, I do get a little bit concerned as it pertains to pitching. I would like to see the pitching start to round into shape and round into form as we get closer to the season. And this is a big one. Like Colin McHugh is being, this is one of the guys that everyone's saying, oh yeah, no, he's a for sure member of the rotation. Well,
and people weren't comfortable with that just a couple years ago.
That's true.
And now we're back to. I don't know the trajectory of how often this occurs, where you take one of your starters, make him a long reliever, and then because guys leave, you elevate him back to a starter as opposed to just going and getting another starter. But that's what they're doing with Colin McHugh. And Colin McHugh isn't what is he, a four? Is he ahead of Miley?
Well, we'll see. I think he's going to be. I think he'll be a four.
He's a four. Mm-hmm. Is Colin McHugh a four you're comfortable with?
No, not me. But I'm sure Astros Twitter is comfortable with him at a two because there's nothing. Everything. You know,
nothing's ever wrong
with the Astros. But it's not somebody I'm comfortable with. To me, he's a five. If anything, he's a five. I just don't know that you have, you know, a four that you would put ahead of him for sure right now. So. I don't think you're completely comfortable with him. That's why you'd like for him to convince you by really doing what he needs to do and performing more consistently. So we'll see. I mean, we'll see with Colin McHugh and with the Astros starting. You know already where John falls on it. You know where I fall on it. We were already concerned about the starting rotation. And I don't know that there's any answers going on right now in the spring.
Well, there won't be, according to Jeff Luhnow. He was on Astroline last night and said this is a tweet from Chandler Room, Jeff Luhnow on Astral Line. At this point, we're so close to opening day, we're going to start with the guys we have in camp here and go from there.
Yeah, and which was always going to be expected. I think the real question, and I don't get as upset as John does. To me, the question is, who's it going to be after the service time, you know, alarm runs out? Whenever you pass service time, the magic number in June, who's going to be there shortly thereafter? I want to know who's going to be there in July. Who are those stars? And I'm not saying these games obviously matter headed up until, you know, June and mid-June. But what I really want to know is who are you going to be rolling with from that point forward? Yeah. And I guess we'll find out. I got a feeling it's not going to necessarily be everyone that we're seeing right now at 3, 4, 5. I don't think the arms are good enough. I don't think the innings pitched are going to be good enough. And I could see, frankly, Colin McHugh, after going back to a role of lesser innings, it may not be easy for him to ramp it back up and try to give you six a game.
Yeah, he talked about that. He wasn't happy, clearly, about the performance, but he was happy that he got the pitch count went up a little bit, and because it's a concern.
Oh, yeah.
It's been a while for him to throw that many pitches. He's going to have to do that quite a bit. The 15.88 ERA, more concerning for me.
It's a little more concerning. Yeah. It's a little bit of an issue. We're live at Prime Social. If you guys want to jump in on anything you're hearing right now, we will branch out and do just a little bit of cleanup on free agency with the NFL. No, the Texans aren't in on anybody right now. I did see a name that got released yesterday that feels like it could be a Texan. I'll bring it up here when we come back. 713-780-3776. You're listening to The Bench right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Prime Social. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I can't really tell you why, but every Friday when we're here, we end up watching this bedazzled or bewitched show.
Come on,
or
son, don't insult.
It's Alyssa Milano's witch.
Don't insult Charmed.
Charmed, yeah, Charmed.
I can
it's
tell
always
you,
in here.
I can tell you the mechanics of it. You come in here
on the TVs.
You come in here on Friday.
Yeah.
What? This
TNT game.
Charmed on TNT.
It's TNT
it's
game.
It's TNT basketball.
So I figured. Yeah. Well, I'd like to think that's the reason.
That's what it is. I don't think someone comes in here and switches it to TNT so Charmed is on.
I don't think so.
I just think they're not turning it away from it after the games are over.
Well, you can leave Alyssa Milano on. The other ones are okay.
You don't this like Holly McCombs?
Yeah, they're fine. Whatever, they're fine. Like this one right here, they heard that she's all right. That's fine.
Shannon Doherty's clearly the third
on
the list.
Earlier, I admitted that sometimes, things happen, and especially if you're a homeowner, you can pee in a yard.
Why? Don't use homeowner as an excuse
for
why you pee in the yard.
Yeah.
I get it. It's better to do that than have an apartment and go pee in the pool of the apartment.
Yeah, that's
still
not good.
You're still peeing.
Dell tried
in public
to claim it was probably more of a white person thing.
It
that
is.
Was immediately.
It wasn't.
That was immediately put to
there
rest.
There are always exceptions.
Callers.
There are always exceptions, but it's clearly it's clearly generated.
Then you
by,
said it
by
was,
white people.
No, we have completely
no,
we have completely shut that down.
No, you haven't.
Then Dell tried to say it was geographical and it's a Texas thing. Which we obviously know that is not the case either.
It kind of is.
Here's what people have said on Twitter. Peeing outside is a perfectly acceptable thing to do. Let's be real. John Granato will still probably pee in a golf hole. That might be true. Joyce. Now, Dez says joys of home ownership, really. That's and she's
no,
saying that, so maybe she
the
does,
The joys
too.
Of home ownership include not dealing with someone above you. Or someone below you who's in an apartment that stinks or is loud. Those are the joys of home ownership. The joys of home ownership shouldn't be in the small print, gets to pee outside.
Yeah, it's an understood. You don't have to have it in print.
Why? You know,
don't need to have it in print.
You know, when we move into our neighborhood, the person showing us a house wasn't
it's not
like,
under the homeowner's
the realtor,
the HOA doesn't.
The realtor doesn't say to you, you know who doesn't, we don't frown upon you peeing outside. They don't.
Here's
they didn't
what they
say
said.
That.
When we bought the house, one of the things she said was, you'll see right here you have vaulted ceiling in the entryway, which gives it more space and more feel. The windows in the back, when you open them, it really brightens up your living area, which also has vaulted ceilings, which is a little rare in this neighborhood with ranch houses. And then also, you can pee outside.
And
there's
it's socially acceptable in this neighborhood to pee outside.
And also, there's a peeing area that was created by the last owners where you can go outside and pee outside. Longhorn Dimitri says, my boys pee in the front yard.
It's aggressive.
Clint says, I moved to the suburbs precisely so I could pee in my backyard, which I do regularly. Hashtag living my best life. Hashtag pee free. And then he goes on to say, it also saves water. Dell clearly hates the environment. That's potentially true. That is potentially true. I don't like this one as much. Tex Ranger says, I live in an apartment, and I've peed in the yard more than once. I don't love that.
Why?
And his picture is just a horse's head and him in a tuxedo shirt. I feel like that, and he's got a cocktail and a pipe. I feel like he does potentially pee in the yard.
If it's not your apartment, what do you care where he pees?
Yeah, and in his picture here, let's just be real. His picture here is also during Mardi Gras in the French Quarter.
Please.
So this guy 100% pees outside.
People there pee in other people's mouths there.
Oh. Oh,
so of course he doesn't mind peeing outside and Chase out here bragging.
All right, I'm not reading R. Kelly.
When you
live
when you live on 40 acres, you can pee anywhere. Relax, Chase.
Yeah.
Okay, we see you working.
Yeah, Travis says peeing outside saves water and hydrates the ground. I feel like it might be a rural thing, not a racial thing. It's not rural. Don't make us country. Don't make us sound country for peeing outside, Travis. I'm a city person and I do it. I have fences.
Didn't you grow up in Kansas?
No, I grew up in Richmond, Rosenberg. I was born in Hayes.
That's not a city.
And then grew up in Abernathy, which is at Lubbock.
You are not a city person.
Those are the twin cities.
Well, it was Pecan Grove.
That's Richmond, I'm Rosenberg. Not buying into Raheel's garbage about the Twin Cities, Richmond and Rosenberg.
Yeah.
I'm not buying into that.
No, it's more metropolitan than you think, Dell.
That's nonsense.
I was going to ask if it was a white thing or a Zerline thing. I am white and I don't do it. Hashtag backyard pee. Guess what his name is? Tristan. That's a fancy name. You and Dell are the bougies. And that's why Dell doesn't do it, because he's bougie.
Nah, I have home training. That's why I don't do it.
This is science. Been scientifically proven. That peeing outside relieves stress. I pee outside, and this is our culture. No, don't say it's our culture.
I'm not listening to Spit Cup say. I don't care what Spit Cup says about our culture.
Peeing outside off the porch with morning wood is a veteran move.
It's difficult to do.
It's a challenge. It's a challenge.
Look,
it's one of the great. I mean, you're really losing this.
All I'm telling you is, there was no instance where peeing outside at any point would have been acceptable in my home. There's no explanation. My dad grew up, talk about rural, he grew up in Nigeria. And you know what he never told me to do? It's okay to pee outside.
He never said,
"Don't go outside to do this."
No.
Do not pee inside.
Save water, Del. No, he never said that.
Do not flush.
Yes, you know water is a valuable resource. He never did that. It'll be okay.
Yeah. Oh, Chris makes a very good point. He goes, yeah, they don't pee outside in California. They just crap in the streets of San Francisco. That's true.
Yeah.
San Francisco's got a lot of crap in
the
streets.
That's true.
Real crap. The thing is, Dell doesn't drink. Drunk people of all ethnicities will pee anywhere. That's true, Other Gilbert. That's 100% true. Not peeing outside is probably why California is always having water shortages. I don't feel
that's
like
not,
that's
not that's not that's not science.
That's
science
Matt
based.
Said that. I don't feel
that's
like
not that's not science based.
That's not. Holly likes the segment. She thinks the segment is great.
I don't know. Was it us ripping the Texans because she appreciates that? I don't know.
It was the peeing.
It was the peeing thing.
So Zach says, any chance Donald Penn gets cut and the Texans are an option? I was saying no before, but I'm not willing to say no again about anything now. But to me, Donald Penn is just a more healthy version of Chantrell Henderson, which I guess that's where you start, healthy. I guess the ability to play is kind of important. So
it would go. He's 35 years old. He'll be 36 when the season starts. That doesn't feel like a Texans move to sign a 36-year-old.
What about
tackle?
This one? This feels more. No, that's too old. But this one feels, I don't know why I think this, but this feels like it could be a possibility. Ready? Jordy Nelson was cut from the Raiders yesterday. He's 33, will be 34. He's not the same player he once was. He's a name right now, kind of like Demaryius Thomas was. Now, he won't cost you a fourth rounder. But if we're talking about a guy who could be your fourth wide receiver, if he were willing to do that, because he might just retire, but if he were willing to do that, or he might go back to Aaron Rodgers, but if Jordy Nelson were willing to be a fourth wide receiver, would you take him? Because you know he knows how to play. He just, you know, he's not going to be able to take D hops. But I'm really saying, if Will Fuller got hurt, you'd have a veteran there who understands how to play. Maybe be a big slot from time to time if Kiki QT was hurt. I don't know. I feel like his career extended when he became a big slot is Larry Fitzgerald. Maybe Jordy Nelson, who's a big physical guy, could do some of that for the Texans, or you know, learn two positions, slot and outside as a number four.
I don't know
if he'd want to do that.
Well, that's the first thing, and I wonder how flexible Bill O'Brien would be about moving him there, or even foreseeing that being some place where he could kind of excel later in his career. Because there have been questions about the flexibility and the creativity of that man's offense. Mm-hmm. So it would be, you're forward thinking with that. I don't know how forward thinking would be. Considering they've drafted a slot receiver, now he's never on the field, but they have a guy, and would they consider that? Would they consider Jordy Nelson a progress stopper for Kiki QT if they decide to put him in the slot? And he's another guy who will be older. He'll be 33, I think, when the season starts, and it doesn't feel like a Texas move. At least this version of the Texans. I would be surprised if it happens, but you do need some type of depth at wide receiver because at this point they brought back DeAndre Carter. That move happened. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot.
I like that.
Yeah, there's a lot of inexperience there, or injury concern right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the reason I brought up Jordy is just because he's big. He feels like the type of veteran that you would feel comfortable with. He's a pro. He'll come in. He'll be ready. And maybe he could learn a couple different positions. But I don't know if Jordy Nelson is all excited about sitting on a bench and not playing at all.
Yeah.
He might want to just shut it down and say, you know what, I'd rather just go enjoy life.
Or if he's going to pick the option of being a backup someplace, I don't know if the Packers want him. But
yeah, no, it might be back there.
Wouldn't it be a return home and maybe finish out his career there?
That would feel more likely. What's that, Tyler?
He was talking about, you need to talk about testosterone.
Oh, Men's T Clinic. Well, you know what? So, Men's T Clinic, I went yesterday. I'm trying to time it up for when I have to go out of town. I want to make sure I stay on my schedule. It's a weekly schedule for me. There, you can get it in two-week doses, but it's really better to get it week to week to week. You really see the consistency of the treatments. And for me, it's been fantastic. I was off for 3 months whenever I left my other station and was waiting to get on this station. And it's just, you just feel completely different when your testosterone level is where it's supposed to be. For me, I can only speak for me. For me, it's about body type where I'm metabolizing better, and then also just my energy level is so much better. And you can experience the same exact thing by going to Men's T Clinic. They will, when you go, they will test you. They will see where your number is. And then if your testosterone levels are low, they'll get you to the number where you should be. And if it's not where you should be, they'll keep working on finding the right number, the optimal number, so that you get to a spot where you say, wow, I've got the energy level, I've got the drive, I've got the determination, I'm enjoying life, I'm living my best life, and my workouts are really, really making a big difference right now. MensTClinic.com. Find out what your number is by going to MensTClinic.com. Pasadena, Pearland, Cypress, and the Heights. It's MensTClinic.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money.